This is the Bookable Japan Minutecast. Hi, I'm Ben Mabley with the Football Japan Minutecast on Monday the 3rd of September. This past week of European football has been all about the transfer business. But here in Japan we're getting to the business end of the season, with just 10 games to go and a change at the top to boot. Find out about all the past weekend's J-League action right after this. Well, hello again, and Vigalta Sendai came from behind to beat Kawasaki Frontale 2-1 and returned to the head of the J1 table, after Sanfrecce Hiroshima were held to a 1-1 draw at Jubilo Iwata. At the Yamaha Stadium, things appeared to be going according to plan for the leaders at the start of play, when Hisato Sato got his head to a Koji Morisaki corner on 20 minutes, to register his 18th league goal of an astonishingly prolific season thus far. But Jubilo were given the opportunity to equalise a quarter of an hour later, when Sanfrecce defender Hiroki Mizumoto fouled his international teammate Yuichi Komano. The Japan left-back dusted himself off to take the resulting free kick himself, curling the ball over the outside edge of the wall and just inside Shusaku Nishikawa's near post. At this point on Saturday evening, it still looked as if Hiroshima would be staying on top as Sendai trailed at half-time, Kyohei Noborizato heading home across from Kengo Nakamura. However, two goals in quick succession early in the second period secured consecutive victories for Makoto Tegaramori's men, on the back of the five-game winless run that had threatened to derail their title challenge. Naoya Tamura headed his first ever J1 goal before Ryang Yonggi bent in a beautiful free kick from the edge of the penalty area. Vigalta now leads Sanfrecce by a single point, with Urawa Reds two further back in third after missing a glorious opportunity to close in further at the Saitama Derby with Omiya Ardija. The points looked in the bag when Genki Haraguchi put Urawa in front early on, and Omiya forward Milivoje Novakovic was dismissed for a second yellow card inside just 18 minutes. But Keigo Higashi levelled the scores with a low curling effort from well outside the box on the stroke of half-time, and Reds were unable to find a winner, despite outshooting their neighbours by 17 attempts to 2. Jubilo Iwata are now in 4th position, 7 points off the top. At the bottom, Levere Kulpi's rescue mission at Cerezo Osaka got off to the perfect start, as the first game of his third spell in charge ended in a 1-0 victory away to relegation battle rivals Albirex Niigata. A long ball from goalkeeper Kim Jin-hyun was headed on by Japan Olympic forward Kenyu Sugimoto, for Yoichiro Kakitane to dispatch his 7th goal of the campaign with 10 minutes remaining. The win takes Cerezo 5 points clear of danger, with city rivals Gamba Osaka now only ahead of the dotted line Niigata and Omiya on goal difference, after going down 4-1 at the ever-impressive Sagan Tosu. Elsewhere, Nagoya Grampus edged Kashiwa Reysol 1-0 in a battle of last season's top two, to move up to 6th, level on points with Iwata and Tosu. Shimizu S-Pulse won 2-0 away to Consadole Sapporo. FC Tokyo beat Yokohama F. Marinos 3-1, while a terrific 30-yard strike from Yuya Osako gave Kashima Antlers a 1-0 victory over Vissel Kobe. Well, just a few more quick talking points to finish up with. And two Japanese Olympic stars completed late moves ahead of the closure of the European transfer window. Yuki Otsu switched Borussia Mönchengladbach for VVV Venlo, while Maya Yoshida left the Dutch club to join Tadanari Lee at Premier League newcomers Southampton. In Germany, Hiroshi Kiyotake registered his first official Bundesliga assist, with Tomasz Pekart heading home the former Saresoman's corner during a 1-1 draw for Nürnberg at home to Borussia Dortmund. And finally, VfB Stuttgart fullback Gotoku Sakai is the one uncapped name in Alberto Zaccheroni's Japan squad for the upcoming friendly with the United Arab Emirates and World Cup qualifying match against Iraq. Well, those internationals will be the focus for our next minute cast, coming at some yet-to-be-defined point next week. In the meantime, to those of you in Japan, please do check out Foot on J Sports this Tuesday, where this week I'll be analysing Tottenham Hotspur against Norwich City. Anyway, that's all from me for today. Thanks for listening and bye for now.